Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get this. My mom asked me this question multiple times. Do you have wax in your ears? Wax in your ears. Plus, we're going to ask the old Ziggy question. Why are you doing this? Ooh. Ann Polk, director of Restored Hope Network, joins us live to talk about their latest San Diego event and their ministry goals. I can just hear the people shaking now. And then finally, we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. Yes, yes, yes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Finally, my son's picking up Dookie, so I don't have to keep the dog on my bed. Spiritual observations. I got nothing there. And life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This week, a federal judge declared that a cross erected in a Florida park violated the law and must come down. Atheists are cheering. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. District Judge Roger Vinson wrote in his ruling, "I am aware that there is a lot of support in Pensacola to keep this cross as is, and I understand and respect that point of view, but the law is the law." The lawsuit was filed in 2016 by the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Humanist Association on behalf of four Pensacola citizens. The judge pointed out that the park has hosted tens of thousands of people for roughly 75 years without causing anyone offense until now. Annie Gaylor, the FFRF's co-founder, who Todd Starnes of Fox News described as perpetually offended, said, "When a city park serving all citizens, non-religious, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, and Christian, contains a towering Latin cross, this sends a message of exclusion to non-Christians and a corresponding message to Christians that they are favored citizens." The cross was first erected in 1941. Judge Vinson, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, noted in his ruling that the Bayview Cross is part of the rich history of Pensacola, and Bayview Park in particular. He said the cross had been the focal point for Memorial Day and Veterans Day services, not to mention Easter sunrise services. Regardless, he said the cross must be removed in 30 days. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Gives me strength to walk beside you.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we're apologizing to nobody for nothing. How's that? All right. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a fantastic way to do it. We have told you before, if you're driving in your car right now, and right this second you wave while you're driving with out raising your hand. You got to wave without raising your hand. Oh, I see that. I see that person. Oh, I got that. Good job. All right. Here we go. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. What's important about Sam Rasul? A lot is important about Sam Rasul, not the least of which is he's going to be hanging out with us in the next hour. We love Sam. Sam's always interesting when he comes in. He's going to be sharing some of his testimony. And if you've not heard Sam's testimony, I'm just telling you now. He's not going to do the whole thing, but just a bit and piece, you know, here or there. You just, if you've not heard it, you are going to be like going, whoa. You might even do it deeper than that. You might go, oh. Sam's testimony is fantastic. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're looking to get involved in real estate in any capacity of buying, maybe you're a renter and you're thinking, I'd like to see if I can buy now. I'd like to see if I can get to that, take that next step up. Well, Sam can put you in touch with the right people financially. He can also help you check out the market. And if you buy a house through Sam, 25% of that gross commission that he makes goes to whatever church or ministry that you desire. Also, if you sell your house through Sam, he takes that same process, 25%, and gives that to whatever church or ministry you desire. And if you're trying to sell your house and you're like going, I need a front door. I'm using the sheets from my bed, and that's not going to work. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow and does not charge any money or interest on top. That's nice. It's a nice deal. We encourage you to go to ThinkSam.com. That's not all those in a row. It's just one of them. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you and it's for a friend, then Tugboat Todd and I say, send him to Sam. Hey, what was that? Was that like a high tone? Send him to Sam. Did you go up there? Is that what you were doing on that one?
A little high note on that one.
Wow.
All right. Better.
All right. You look like you feel a little better. You sound like you're doing a little better. You know, piece by piece by piece by piece, right? Kind of like a diet. You lose 1 pound at a time, or you can be in a lot of trouble. Although, in this case, I think you probably lost a few more pounds than that. Here we go. This segment also brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be filling in for me one time in July. By the way, although he doesn't know it yet, Chris Gordon is going to be asked to co-host with me one time. He's the guy that's on 132, and you're going to see. So you got Chris, who's much more of a conservative guy, and me, who's like much more off the left field wall, and put us together, and you know what you're going to get? Fellowship. That's what you get when Jesus Christ is Lord. Aha! Aha! But in regards to Steve Wheeler, we encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Why? Because at whitefields.org, there's testimonies and videos and pictures of all the stuff they're doing, advancing the gospel throughout the planet, having rural pastors be encouraged educationally and financially and bringing clean drinking water to dirty villages all over the world. You know all those protesters that do a lot of protesting because they all are millennials and they think they're entitled? Why don't you guys get a job, or better yet, why don't you try something like going to a foreign country and serving your fellow mankind instead of taking up space? It'd be fantastic. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Let Steve know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Let's get ready to do our DDD. I'm sorry, what? Let's get ready to do our DDD. I'm sorry, what? Let's get ready to do our DDD called Wax in Our Ears.
Wax on, hat. Wax off, hat. Wax on, hat. Wax off, hat.
That's great. Wax on, wax off. That's pretty funny. All right, Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Now, most people know we've gone through this routine now a couple of times where I read the Bible pretty regularly Okay, a lot regularly. And we have gone through Exodus two times before, and we've gone through the New Testament about four times. We're going through Exodus again. And I actually found this from an older one because I think this is, like, really good. And this one is entitled, Wax in Our Ears. It's this, out of Exodus 6, 9. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. Ooh. Here is a very interesting lesson that comes to us in Scripture. Moses was talking to the children of Israel, but the Scripture says they did not listen. Now, let me tell you why they didn't listen. It wasn't, like, for absolutely no reason. They felt despondent. That Hebrew word for despondency has to do with impatience and anguish. So it's impatient, it's anguish, because they're enslaved. So what happens is they can't hear when the spokesman of God is speaking. This is what you got going on. And what I have found in my own life, for my own sinfulness, is the understanding that when I am in a despondent situation, and when my feelings have taken over, I am cutting off my own ability to hear God. Because I'm either looking for the lasso that will pull me out or something that will make me feel better. And because of that, I'm not operating in a stillness before the Lord. In fact, I think when I'm in a despondent place, some people will close down completely and some people will become so agitated completely that everything kind of drives them bonkers. I'm one of those agitated people, if you couldn't figure that out. But either way, whether you're highly agitated because of the despondency or because whether you completely shut down, we cut off our ability to hear. And I think that there's a lot of people that are listening to me that know exactly what I'm talking about. Even if I'm not saying it the best way, they know exactly what that feeling is when they shut down and hear nothing. You can't hear anything. And if the Lord were to appear in a room with you, his presence would be, of course, overwhelming. But I do think it's relatively important for us to be able to hear what he has to say. And using that by example, the disciples, after Jesus was crucified, were in despondency. They couldn't even comprehend all the things that were going on. And Jesus showed up in the room as a glorified, resurrected Jesus Christ. He was not in the same body element that he was when he died. And what is the first thing that Jesus Christ said to the disciples? Do you know what the first thing he said? It's four times it happens. What is the first thing Jesus says at for almost every person at the resurrection? Ready? Peace. Because when you're despondent, that is the one thing that is absent. Peace. There is no peace. So Jesus, when he enters the room, it's great if the Lord enters the room and you're the presence of the Lord is there. If you don't hear him, there's going to be a little problem. Jesus shows up, everybody's like going, ooh, and then Jesus says, peace. And that just kind of brings everything down a notch. Because when the Lord says peace, there actually is peace, since he's the Prince of Peace and has the authority on peace and over peace and is able to extend that to you. So instead of being despondent, instead of wallowing in the cruelness of the bondage, not this could be work, this could be relationships, this could be life, it can be circumstances. I love what Merlin Carruthers said about being prisoners of our circumstances. It's a great, great, great analogy where we're so confined into our circumstance, we cannot break through. The answer is to open up our ears and hear the Lord speak. Because the first thing he's going to tell you to get out, help you get out of your despondency and the cruel bondage is he's going to speak peace to the winds that howl and the waves that try to overwhelm you. Which, by the way, is what he said when he was in the boat. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Millions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my KPRZ clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
I heard about a man who made a trip to Washington, D.C. so he could visit the Internal Revenue Department. He said he just wanted to meet the people he was working so hard for every day. We're not the only people who complain about taxes. Folks did it in Jesus' day as well. And Jesus surprised his listeners by telling them to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to give to God the things that are God's. No one knows exactly how high our taxes should be, but we know this. When we give God our whole heart, nothing else will matter. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how to give to God on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Running and running and running.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know a couple of different things. You can go to kprz.com, get information on the half-price tuitions, or get some event information. You're welcome to do so. By the way, those that are interested in the podcasts, those are also on kprz.com under the tab on air. You go under there and it has those podcasts. You can also go to davidspoon.com if you are so inclined. I think there's a bigger, a better way to access or to maneuver through the lists on that one, but maybe not. I don't know. The other thing to tell you that is relatively important, of course, we've got our very good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffress, on Monday through Fridays on 11 a.m. here on KPRZ. Get ready. Because I'm going to do something a little different. We're going to do E. coli's termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to use a dart gun. Okay. Great job. Thank you.
Good aim.
Yeah, I'm getting really good at that so that when there's a bug and I have a dart, down. Got it. It comes from, you're using a squirt gun. That's where it comes from. Okay. We'll leave that alone. What's bugging me? Here's what's bugging me, but it's kind of a weird one. So this morning, this actually happened, not yesterday, this morning, I had to think about it because I was up at like 4:45. This morning, I was getting ready, getting prepared, as I typically do. I'll do some review on the internet. I'll do some Facebook posting, and I always work in my time in the Word of God. Just as I was getting ready to get into the Bible, about 5 minutes before, all the power in Carlsbad from the mall, from the outlet stores, the power from the Vons on went out. And it was just like, you know, when the power goes out, at first, when the power goes out, you think that, well, I thought that my wife turned the lights off. I mean, that's kind of like the first thing that kind of goes through. What'd she turn the lights off for? And then you realize that there's no lights anywhere, nothing anywhere. And there's another thing I noticed, that it was very quiet. So there were no noises, like those typical noises. I mean, it was like nothing moved for, about 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. So I decide, because there's still light, I open up the shade, I'm reading my Bible. And you know what bugs me is I don't think we're aware of how many distractions take place while we're doing some form of study or review or spending time with God. It was completely quiet, and it was wonderful. And it was like, man, I don't think we're aware how many noises are in our lives. That's what's bugging me, because it's like, sometimes when Jesus said, come ye apart and rest a while, and when he went at night to pray on the mountain by himself in the middle of the night, it's like, it's because there's no distractions. Bugging me that I'm not smarter to know that. All right, let's get ready to do our next DDD. It's called Why Are You Doing This? Great. That's a great way to use a song right there. Brilliant. Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? You know all those people that say you can't complain to the Lord? Did you know that in the majority of texts, even in the Hebrew, it says Moses complains to the Lord? That's the subtitle right here. This isn't Moses going, I was just wondering. This is more like, okay, why are you harming the people and why did you send me? This is not working out. So you're not the only person that does that in your heart and mind, even though you think if you verbalize it, God will slay you, even though he won't. So he said that question. He said, well, why, Lord? Why are you doing this? So you're in good company. Remember I told you that Ziggy comic strip. Ziggy's up there and he looks to God and says, why? God points down and says, why not? Right? Pretty good answer. But there is an actual answer to this question. Now, we know there's a bigger answer in the totality of things and the sovereignty of things. We know that God is working in our lives and doing wonderful things. But the Lord gives Moses a direct answer. And remember, Moses was extremely favored in the Lord. He spent a lot of time on the mountain with God. He was able to engage with God in such a way that the glory of God dripped on Moses, so much so that he had to wear a veil because the glory of God was radiating from his system. So he had to put a veil on so that the children of Israel wouldn't freak out, if you remember that. Here is what God says to Moses. When Moses says, why? Which is what some of you say when you're at work and you have an altercation. Is that what that is? An altercation? Is that what they call that? Or it's kind of a misstep with somebody? That's an altercation, right? You sit there and you go, why, Lord? Why'd you let that? Why'd that happen? Why? Why? And here's how the Lord answers in Exodus chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, right after Mo asks this question. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For under compulsion he will let them go, and under compulsion he will drive them out of his land. Here is Moses who's talking to Pharaoh and saying, let us go, let us go, let us go. And then Pharaoh is making life harder on the Hebrews. And guess what? The Hebrews, in fact, the Egyptian sergeants started beating the Hebrew taskmasters. That's probably not going well, right? They're getting beat up. And then they look at Moses as they're walking away from Pharaoh, and they're like, this is your fault, which anybody would do in a bazillion years. And so then Moses turns to God and says, why are you, what are we doing here? And look what the Lord says. You shall see what I will do. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 2. God spoke further to Moses and said, I am the Lord. Oh, this is so great. So the first thing he says to Moses is, you know what, Moses? You're going to see why I sent you. You're going to see why I've allowed certain things. You're going to see my power manifest. And Moses, I want you to know something, and I never want you to forget it. I am the Lord. It's like the Lord is answering Moses and us by saying, when we say, why did you let this happen to them? Why are you letting this happen to me? Why is it taking place? The Lord answers, you will see why. And don't forget, I'm in charge. I'm the Lord. I'll direct things. I'll show you how they go. See, what we'll do is we'll question God because we don't understand God. And the fact that he's kind enough to even respond to Moses is outstanding. And we need to catch the answer that God is giving Moses. You want to know why, Moses? You're going to see why. And don't you forget, I'm the Lord. Wow. I bet Moses right then and there was like, okie dokie. You don't say like that because there's a point where you stop and you go, okay, all right, whatever you say, whatever you want. So it's not that when you say why, you're creating some unknown or unique sin that's never been created before, although there are people that do it and question the quality of God, and that's a little different. But the response from God is clear as can be. I'm going to show you why, and don't you forget who's in charge here. I am. I'm the Lord. That is how we need to walk with that. That's the answer. That's what we should walk in. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Are you tired of the constant arguing on social media about politics? Stressed out by the hatred from both sides toward the other? Fed up with scandals, corruption, and lies? Whew, it can be downright depressing. But here's a comforting reminder from the Bible. God is in control. Specifically, it says this about God's Son, Jesus Christ.
He upholds the universe by the word of his power.
That's good news, because the God who upholds the universe loves you. In fact, Jesus Christ loves you so much that he died on a cross to forgive your sins. He took the punishment you deserve for everything wrong you've ever done. And if you surrender your heart and life to Jesus, you'll live forever with God in heaven, a place where politics will never divide or depress us again. Find out more about what it means to surrender your life to Jesus Christ at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
There's a difference between being called and being sent, and it's important to know what that difference is. This is Jim Garlow. Biblically speaking, God's call is not to go somewhere, it's to be someone by God's grace. He calls us first to himself so that he might send us to others. And as laypersons in the church, we are sent into ministry. And because of our credentials in Christ, that is, being called by God and being sent by the church, we have ambassadorial status from God. I doubt that business leader Peter Drucker was thinking about lay ministry when he wrote this accurate sentence, but it applies to the church. The purpose of a team is to make the strengths of each person effective and his or her weaknesses irrelevant. Everyone is needed to do lay ministry with the giftedness God has given to each of us. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is our email. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That might help you stay current. First-time guest coming on. We've not had the opportunity or the privilege to have Ann Polk on the show before, and she is joining us live. Ann, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much, David, for having me.
It's my privilege. All right, let's talk about a couple of different things I want people to understand. Ann was just involved in a church gathering, City View Church, one of our really, really good friends, and she is with Restored Hope Network. And Ann, I'm going to kind of give you a couple of minutes just to kind of tell people who you are and what it is you're doing, what's the ministry work that you guys are involved with, and then we'll get into what happened in San Diego.
Absolutely. Restored Hope Network is a ministry for those who want to align their lives with God's will that's given scripturally, very clear, out of homosexuality and into alignment with his design, whether that's the outcome of singleness or marriage with someone of the opposite gender. It's all about the sanctification process, the redemption process, the regeneration process that God is taking individuals on. So that's who we are, and we facilitate knowledge of the Lord and understanding of how that works. And many of us have ourselves obeyed Jesus Christ and left behind the life of sin and know how to do it. No, it's not only possible, but it's freedom is available to walk in the center of God's will as a Christian and knowing his heart. So that's who we are. That's what we do. And we were just recently at City View Church in San Diego, people calling it all sorts of things that are really labels that come from the world meant to demean and diminish the work of God in a person's life. They use labels like conversion therapy, which sounds almost Christian, but it is not at all. It's meant to conjure up ideas of aversion therapy, electroshock, you name it, all of which are absolutely and utterly irrelevant and never have been involved in transformational ministry. And so, anyhow, that's who we are and who we are not. There you go.
There you
go.
Excellent. Well done. I do want people to know restoredhopenetwork.org. And I believe that if I say anything wrong, Ann, just go, wrong. Okay. But I mean, I'm pretty sure it's
no
restoredhopenetwork.org. Their number there, 503-927-0869. Is that correct?
That's right. Oh, that is.
I'm doing
that
good. I'm two for two. If I was in baseball, I'd be making $20 million a year. All right, so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, and this is where I have the mental breakdown talking with the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ123 crew, is here's the problem that I have. If somebody is straight, according to them, and they want to become a homosexual, they're like, yay! But if somebody is operating in homosexuality and they want to become straight, they're boo! And it's like, how does that work? I mean, where does that come from?
Where does that come from? Well, that comes straight from the heart of rebellion to God's design. Homosexuality is directly, you know, it's considered sin scripturally. Now, why? Why is that the case? Well, it's because of our design. That's the intent of the designer, to forge intimate relationship with one person of the opposite gender in a covenant relationship. I mean, that's the given from beginning of time. And so naturally in our society all across the world, heterosexual covenantal marriage is honored and revered. It's been, you know, it's the subject of Disney stories. It's the subject line that happens automatically. What we have trouble celebrating are things that step outside of God's design. And that's when everybody throws up their hands in the air and says, oh, but you should celebrate homosexuality. Well, there's a natural problem doing that. And you see the response from people when, we care about you. We care about your relationships, but we also see that this is outside of the plan. So there's a natural, just human response. That's a God-ordained response, essentially, of reaction against sin. That's an interesting thing.
You know, you're much nicer than I am. I just want to tell you right now, just so you know what's going on. There's a no, you believe me. Some of us are a little more adamant in some of the elements. And here I want to read a scripture, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure,
and
sure.
It's gonna. I think you'll like see where I'm going with it. So then you'll be able to kind of respond. But you know, and you'll know the passage. It comes out of 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. It says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, the adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Of such
were
some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified. Here's the problem that I have with the whole thing. I don't see a group of adulterers getting together going, love us, accept us. I don't see a group of liars getting together and going, we have a lobby at Washington. I don't see a bunch of drunkards getting together and saying, we should oust the president because he's not for gay. This. It's like, what happened?
Yeah,
one segment is driving all of it?
Yes, there is one segment that's driving all of it. And if you think about it, if you just stop and think about it and back up, you go, wow, the reaction, this overwhelming reaction has to be out of deeply seated insecurity and self-doubt, because they wouldn't need to react this way if they had really nothing to defend. So if you take it at its face value, you go, wow, this outstanding response, this enormous response, is really covering up their own self-doubt about their own behavior. If I silence all the rest of the world, then I don't have to deal with the internal squeaking voice that says, there's something. Something's wrong here, you see. And so that's what the intent is, and it is imperialistic. It is the most imperialistic thing. It brings to mind Star Wars Darth Vader, okay, in my mind. I don't even see it on the human level. I see it on the caricature level of Star Wars, where there is this, we will silence you. You will never serve cakes again if you don't serve a gay wedding. You will never photograph a wedding if you don't photograph a gay wedding. There's this essence of personal viewpoint belief that is not tolerated by the gay community, period. And I live up in Oregon, so I live in a very liberal place. We have Sweet Cakes by Melissa up here. They put them out of business. Why? Because before the law passed here in Oregon allowing for gay marriage, this Christian couple refused to use their personal talents to celebrate a gay dedication ceremony. It wasn't even legal in the state of Oregon.
That's
and yet
amazing.
They're punished and run out of business. Why? Because they didn't fit the PC view that everything gay must be good. And if you say anything otherwise, you will be silenced. That's the mode we're going into. And it's getting more regimented and adamant as we go into the next generation. In the 1990s, very specifically the gay lobby set to propagandize the youth, and they've done it very effectively. They've done it so effectively that in the state of California, you can only have positive role models of homosexuality in public schools. Mm. It's legislated into the educational system. That was very deliberate action on their part. In fact, it was strategized, if you go all the way back to about after the ball, by two marketing people, essentially, and using psychological warfare to accomplish what they felt they'd already lost, the culture war. They'd lost the culture war. They set about at that point, they admitted to having lost that. And at that point, they set about to change, well, we've lost this generation and everybody older, we're going to go after the younger generation. And it succeeded. And for some reason, the Christian leadership then began taking the viewpoint, oh, well, there's no real gay agenda. I've heard that from certain people in the ERLC. And so that goes pretty high. You know, there's no gay agenda. Well, let's stick our head in the sand and not recognize what is real. It's almost like not calling Islamic terrorists Islamic terrorists just because that's offensive to somebody. Let's just call it what it is. And let's face the real issue as it is. And so really my heart's there. I'm not a politician. My desire is to see the transforming work of Jesus Christ kept open for those who want it. And that is what we're here for. That's what we ourselves have experienced. But at the same time, I have to recognize that there is an assault on the church and on conscience going on in the U.S. Yeah. And in that case, it troubles me a great deal, and I'm willing and able to stand up and say something about it.
Now, I just did a teaching just 2 days ago on making a deal with the devil. And if it's not the devil, then making a deal with the deceived, which is really just a horrible element that some of my favorite ministries have gone into right. to just try and bring a silence to it. There's two quick comments, and then I'll give you a few more minutes on this. So the first comment on that whole process is, I'm pretty sure as I read Revelation 13, it was the mark of the beast that stopped people from buying and selling. So that's not a right. good connection for the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ123 community. That's not good. I just keep adding letters because they do. And then the other part of it is, why in the universe do they need my acceptance if they're okay with it? I mean, that's the whole point. That's just the bizarreness.
That is the point. That's the point. The point is they do not feel that if they really felt secure and in the right, they wouldn't need to push their rights quite this hard. It would just be an obvious, oh, you guys are wrong. And so what? There are wrong people who think all sorts of things in the U.S. and around the world. So they wouldn't be as threatened by that. The fact is, there's a self-doubt going on, and that self-doubt is corrupting their essence of well-being in pursuing gay is good. And so if they really, really, really thought that gay is good, they wouldn't be as threatened.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest...
Their own conscience is at work.
Yeah. The biggest bummer there is that they've changed the word gay and it no longer means happy. That's just what I just
right.
Wow. You can just change any word you want.
They're wordsmiths and really, really quite capable at using and adopting words and modifying their meaning. So as soon as you get one thing down, it's changed to be another. Gay is just one term, but the whole thing about conversion therapy sounds so Christian, and yet it has the feeling, and this is very deliberate, of horror or of coercion or of forced conversion. I mean, there's all sorts of elements that are part of that phrase that they come up with. Very smart on their part. But anytime, if I would encourage your listeners, anytime you hear that phrase, take a double look, take an extra deep examination of what they're saying as a result of that. Because the work of God is to redeem individuals from sin. Jesus has got that. I mean, he's got that in spades. He knows how to save someone from sin and from themselves and redeem them and actually make a new man or woman out of them. That's called regeneration of the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is classic Christian belief. There's nothing unusual or new here. So Jesus has got this. He's got it covered. He knows what he's doing. And when you get into conversion therapy, let that be a trigger word to go, whoa, okay, they're trying to provoke these ideas of coercion. Can someone be coerced into authentic faith in Jesus? Absolutely not. But we can be persuaded. We can be talked with. We can be rationalized with. We can discuss things. We can. There is no forcing someone to believe in Jesus and to surrender their lives to Him. And so, my whole point is, if somebody is looking for hope and healing in Jesus Christ, understand that His heart is for the person who's willing to surrender their all, even such an intimate area as human sexuality, and that He can do much with little. He's able, He's capable, and He can do it. He can remake us in His own image. And it doesn't mean you have to get married. It does mean that you need to commit your life to His lordship. It's not just saving, it's lordship. It's about being under His covering and under His leadership and living life the way He determines. And that's the crux of the Christian life. That's discipleship. That's a new life in Jesus.
Yeah. Great. Well said. All right. So, folks, I want you to be praying for Anne and for her and the entire ministry of Restored Hope Network. You can go to restoredhopenetwork.org. There's ways to support them. You can support them through prayer, which is an excellent idea. Romans 15:30. Yep, join me in my struggle by praying for me. And also, you can call them 503-927-0869 and get connected to them. Pray for them. Ask the Lord to guide them, direct them, and give them both Holy Spirit guidance and good legal counsel for all the stuff they got to go through. Thank you for coming on the show, Anne. You did a great job, and I really appreciate it.
Well, David, thank you so much. Thanks for being the host that you are, and Lord bless your program and your day.
All right, thank you. You two have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a very short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Earlier this week, a federal judge declared that a cross erected in a Florida park violated the law and must come down. Atheists are cheering. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. District Judge Roger Vinson wrote in his ruling, "I am aware that there is a lot of support in Pensacola to keep this cross as is, and I understand and respect that point of view. But the law is the law." The lawsuit was filed in 2016 by the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Humanist Association on behalf of four Pensacola citizens. The judge pointed out that the park has hosted tens of thousands of people for roughly 75 years without causing anyone offense until now. Annie Gaylor, the FFRF's co-founder, who Todd Starnes of Fox News described as perpetually offended, said, "When a city park serving all citizens, non-religious, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, and Christian, contains a towering Latin cross, this sends a message of exclusion to non-Christians and a corresponding message to Christians that they are favored citizens." The cross was first erected in 1941. Judge Vinson, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, noted in his ruling that the Bayview Cross is part of the rich history of Pensacola, and Bayview Park in particular. He said the cross had been the focal point for Memorial Day and Veterans Day services, not to mention Easter sunrise services. Regardless, he said the cross must be removed in 30 days. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Give you a quick weather report. We have weather. I can see that building right there. Look, there's a school bus. Okay. Got that covered. Make sure we have that done. If you need to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Next hour, we have the man. You know what Tugboat Todd and I say about the man? What do we say? We say,
Send him to Sam.
Oh, we got to do that together. Come on. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Send him to Sam.
Oh, you wait a second. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Send him to Sam. There, we got it that time. Took a little while. What do you want from me? ThinkSam.com. See, real estate, ThinkSam, ThinkSam, real estate. See how that works? Okay. Let's do our DDD, Devotional Diamond. Actually, this is our Facebook post. What do I know? It's like I know, like I'm doing a show or something. This one's called Yes, Yes, Yes. What do you got?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That was it. Yes, yes, yes. Three times? Yeah, three. Well, that was the same amount on the thing. All right, fine. Psalm 118, verse 24. We only have 2 minutes. We got to do this right. Psalm 118, verse 24. It says this, which you should know by now. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You ever heard that one? Yeah, you all sing that song. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. All right, shoot me. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This, not that. This is in now, as in today. Not 2 weeks from today, not 2 weeks ago. Today. This is the day. How are you supposed to walk life? One day at a time. Jesus said, sufficient thereof is the evil regarding tomorrow. Be anxious for nothing. Right? Your heart is not supposed to be worried about tomorrow. You're living in today. If the Lord comes back tonight, I guess tomorrow didn't matter, did it? Aha! One day at a time, this is the day that the Lord, in the center of everything, has got to be the Lord. It's not your business. It's not even ministry. You can get so caught up in the work of the Lord, you forget the Lord of the work. Don't do that. The Lord is at the core of all things that we do. So this is the day. Don't say, I'll start tomorrow. That's like people that do the diets. They're in December. They go, I'll start in January. Sure. Stop it. This is the day now. This is the day, one day at a time, the Lord has made. Who made it? The Lord made it. Who gave you this day as a gift? The Lord did. I will rejoice. Guess what? It's my choice. I can pout. I will pout. This is the day the Lord has made. I will pout. I can do that. Or I can rejoice. It's my choice. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. You know what to be glad and to rejoice in a day is? It's to have an attitude of gratitude and not satitude. What could you possibly have going on that compares to you spending eternity with God, where the grace and peace of mercy of God will comfort you like the greatest cup of cocoa ever? Come on. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.